Blog Talk Radio.
Crown Talk Time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. Happy Memorial Day. The Crown Talk team and I would like to take this moment to give a moment of silence for those that have given their lives for our country. Thank you. Thank you again to all the men and wonderful women that fought and are fighting for our country. I am very excited to announce that this evening on the show, we have Ms. World, Megan Bild. Therefore, a little later in the show, you will get to listen to her thoughts and answers and her answer some of the questions we received in our emails. Remember, you may call into the show to ask her question at 646-668-8147. And if you're a little too shy to call into the show, you may email us at crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. And Burgundy spelled B-Y-R-G-U-N-D-Y. We do have a few announcements. Do you want to grace the show with your presence? Email your headshots and bio to crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. We are also casting for our magazine that is coming out at the end of June and the beginning of July for the Kiddos Edition and our regular magazine. So all you have to do is email us at crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. I'd like to thank one of our sponsors, McFormansville Christian University. You can visit them at www.mcformansdalunive.wixsite.com/mcu-edu. You may join their ceremony in Orlando, Florida, June 21st, 2018. And you may get your honorary degree today. And now what we've all been waiting for, our special guest of the evening, Miss World, Megan Bild. Hey, Megan.
Hey, guys. Hey, Burgundy.
How are you doing?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great.
How are you doing? Good. That's so good. I'm so glad to have you on the show. And all these questions that we have to get into, I'm so flabbergasted with all the emails that we received.
Aw, thanks, guys. Thanks, girl. I'm excited. Hopefully, I have answers to all your questions.
Well, first and foremost, could you tell our audience a little bit about who Miss World is as an individual?
Yeah, well, gosh. Well, first of all, I live in Seattle, Washington. So Washington State, not Washington, D.C. People get that confused all the time. recently married, so that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And we have
congratulations.
A friend who like each other a lot. and we have a fur child. So we're practicing on keeping the dog alive. And if that works, then we'll move on to, you know, a child one day. But we have a little pug named Rogue, like from X-Men.
Aww.
Yeah. And also we're super passionate about helping people with their health and wellness. So my husband and I own a personal training business here in Seattle called Built to Last Fitness. So our last name is Built, so it just fits right in there. And
it does.
Yeah, that's a little bit of the personal stuff, right? Dog, marriage, business. So for my talents, whenever I compete or travel, I always sing. I love to sing. Singing is my favorite. I love lead worship at our church as well. But my other hidden talent that some people might not know is that I am super unabashedly silly and will on purpose put myself in ridiculous situations. And one time at a high school camp where I was leading, won a mayonnaise eating contest. So there you go, guys. That's something you probably didn't know.
Well, thanks for sharing all that information with us.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we're going to go right into the emails from some of the emails from our emails. The first one comes from Phoenix, Arizona, and they've asked, as an international title holder, what has been the most memorable event you have participated in so far?
Oh, my goodness. Phoenix, Arizona. Shout out. So many things. It's, especially as Miss World, you really, the things that I always dreamed about doing when I was 10 years old, I get to do as a 28-year-old. So that's been super fun. But I have to say my all-time favorite moment was about a month ago, I had the opportunity to speak for an organization called Girls' Hearts on Fire. They had a gala and invited me to be the keynote speaker. And I was going to share, essentially, I know, it's so crazy, right? And originally, I was going to share essentially the steps that I believe it takes to pursue a dream. And it was the day before the event, and it really sunk in that I would be talking to over 300 girls, 6th through 12th grade. And I was like, okay. I just had this stirring, like, if I could say anything to hundreds and hundreds of girls at one time, what would it be? And so I ended up just printing my notes for my previous talk on a piece of paper and putting them at the table. And I just spent my 20 minutes sharing super embarrassing stories of myself and talking to them about how worthy of their dreams they are. Because, you know what, that's something that every girl needs to hear. And so I wanted to make sure that in their lifetime, at least one person said, you are worthy. And so I love traveling. I love films. I love photo shoots and all the amazing things that we get to do for the Miss World organization. But that event definitely topped it for me.
Well, congratulations on being a keynote speaker. And you're passionate. You're welcome. So you're impeccable, passionate, and adventurous individual and an outstanding role model. So telling each one of those ladies that they're worthy and they can reach their dream and their potential was very honorable of you to do.
Thanks, girl. It felt good. Not going to lie.
Well, our next question comes from Nashville, Tennessee. They asked, who has been the best influence in your life?
Oh, goodness. Okay, Therese, anybody. And I, even as a 28-year-old, I still have so many people speaking into my life. You know, my husband and I have a spiritual counsel that we seek on any of our questions, and they just pour into us. I have amazing women that pour into me every day. My mom has been my best friend since I was born. I have an 8-year-old brother who also, gosh, he kind of mentors me sometimes too. I think that if there was one person that knows me more than anyone in the world, one person that influences me the most, who I really aspire to be the most like the person who has seen the ugly, the beautiful, the tears, the joy, my whole life, it would have to be Jesus. And I know that might sound really cheesy, but he's my absolute role model. And I just hope that every single person gets the opportunity to have a relationship with him one day. So, Jesus Christ.
Oh, you're so cute. I love your energy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I'm going to take a momentary break and thank Enlightened Expressions for being one of our quintessential sponsors for our cover girls for our magazine. So you'll get to see them grace the front of our magazine with their beautiful white teeth. That is for our kiddos and for our normal cover girls for our regular magazine. So thank you, Enlightened Expressions. Remember, we are still live on the show with your reigning Miss World, Megan Bilt. You may still send in your emails, or if you want to speak with her personally, please call 646-668-8147. The next question comes from me. I've asked you, as an ambassador for the world, what has been the top 3 volunteer service projects you have participated in during your year of reign, which you Oh, my goodness. When you sent me all this pictures, I was like, yes, she loves to volunteer. I loved it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it has been an amazing journey. I would have to say, so most recently, I had the honor of serving and helping with in the Make-A-Wish Foundation Gala here in Seattle and working with all of the families and seeing their wishes being granted and bringing together volunteers to see and raising over $2 million was an absolute amazing project. And I was just so honored to be a part of it and to continue working with it beyond this world as well. Make-A-Wish Foundation is absolutely amazing. And my older brother was granted a wish when he was little, so it's something that was near and dear to my heart. Another project that I got to work with, I'm super passionate about teens. You mentioned my energy. Like, sometimes they have to keep up with me. But I got to start a legislative system or group here in my little town of Sammamish, Washington, and got to take a group of kids to the 72nd Youth Legislature that the YMCA of the USA holds here in Seattle. Last year, and that was amazing. It's so cool seeing, working step by step with the teenagers, helping them come up with bills and talk to them about the change they want to see in their towns, in their state, and in the nation. And then watching them argue or debate and fight for their rights with other students. There are 500 students from all over the Northwest that got to join us. So that was an amazing project to be a part of. And then, oh gosh. So my personal
platform. It's so hard.
My personal platform is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And so I'm actually on a board for the National Alliance on Mental Illness here in Washington. And every year we host a huge fundraiser, and it's actually a big sale, but like on muscle gain, it's huge. And we got the opportunity to bring together all these different businesses and community members to raise funds for the National Alliance on Mental Illness's programs that they put out into the public. And so those are probably the ones that come to mind for right now, bits and projects that I got to work with this year.
Well, those three are very impeccable. And being able to hear that you got to direct teens leadership programs for the YMCA of Greater Seattle and take them to the legislation, and they kind of reminded me of when I went to volunteer Girls State and we had the government and learning how to write bills and going to our city meetings, our county meetings, and holding prestigious titles while we were there. And then that was for, the upcoming seniors. And it was a lot because we learned all about the government and the legislation. It was a lot, but it was so much fun, and I learned a lot. And having someone like you remind me of a lot of my leaders that was there. And having someone there to tell me, hey, this is fun. This is actual fun history. It was really empowering. So with you saying that, that just took me back to my old days of when I was younger.
Oh, so good. Well, awesome. I'm glad you were a part of that program.
Well, our next question does come from Houston, Texas, and they've asked, what is your platform? And how have you mixed both your platform and Miss World organization's platform?
So good. Well, shout out to Texas. My husband and I go there 2 to 4 times a year for training, so we love it over there. And so a little bit of background about my platform. My platform is mental health awareness, turning pain into purpose. And my mom, when I was born, she was a teen. And so my great aunt kind of really stepped in to raise both her and I. And my aunt Mary taught me how to paint and sing and swim and ride a bike, everything that you can think of. And she was such a light in everyone's life. And about 5 years ago, she took her life after battling a bipolar disorder. And so that was such a tragic time for our family. And there are two ways you can go when tragedy hits, right? You can let it consume you and you can break down, or you can take what you have, you can be victor over that and then be a champion for others. And so I really didn't know a lot about mental health back then. And so the first thing I did was hop on Google, and right away I found the National Alliance for Mental Illness. And my favorite thing that they do is they teach and they train the community and they help individuals who are suffering with specific illnesses through their own story. And so I have had the honor of working specifically with a program called Ending the Silence, and I get to travel to different schools and share my story and also connect with students to really help end that stigma. And, you know, when I think about the National Alliance on Mental Illness and the National Organization for Women's Safety Awareness, or NALSA, which is the international platform from this world, they go hand in hand because it's all about having a voice and sharing your story so that other people can find confidence in sharing their stories. And so just having compassion and a voice has really been a benefit and has been the one thing that ties both my personal platform and the international platform together.
Wow, I'm sincerely sorry to hear about your loss, but you learned more information about the mental illness and you turned it into a platform to help and change others that can defeat this illness. And I'm so glad that you did. But you also, the organizations, NOWFA, which is the National Organization for Women's Health. And so I thought that was pretty amazing. Women's Safety Awareness. I thought that was pretty amazing how you've done that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're actually having a self-defense class in New York on the 20th of June, and our elite title holder will be there helping to train on that. So that will be super fun for her.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, you can go get involved with the National Alliance of Mental Illness, and you can visit their website at www.nami.org/get-involved/awareness-event. And then also you can go to www.thenowsa.org/the Women's Safety Awareness, and they have everything you need to know about awareness, empowerment, education, initiatives. They have everything that you need to know and be educated on these two wonderful philanthropies. To take another sponsorship break and thank LuLaRoe Kimmy Height for her wonderful sponsorship on always dressing me as the crown top of Burgundy Brent. So thank you so much, LuLaRoe. Our next question comes from Durham, North Carolina, and they've asked, what are your thoughts on pageants that use politics to determine their title holder or title holders? And that's an interesting question.
Ooh, I like it. Spicy. You know, what's really funny is I have had so many different emotions over my journey competing in pageants. I competed in my first Miss World pageant about 7 years ago, and it took me 5 years before I actually won my first state title. And so trust me when I say I definitely had those thoughts and I felt that way, but it's so hard because what do you really know? What's really going on behind the scenes? And especially when you have your judges in the room, how do you, you know, a different judge, a different day. So you never know if you remind the judges of their best friend or their cute, sweet daughter or their next door neighbor who's super nosy and whose dog poops in their yard all the time. So when entering a pageant, it's just so important to be excellent in all the different areas you can think of, physically, mentally, spiritually. And what I love about the Miss World organization is at the end of the day, you won't find politics. And really, to ensure that, we have a title called the Miss World Ambassador title. With that, it's elected by our director and our staff. So no one can leave saying, oh, she won because the director and the staff really liked her. And then we also have an audience title as well, so that the audience can vote on their favorite participant. And so, every different judge, different day. And then also, every single pageant has its ups and its downs, and it's all about your journey, really knowing what you want and having a decided heart.
And to add on to what you're saying, there are politics all around this particular industry, but what part of society and life does not have politics happening in it? Let's just be
right,
real.
Everything.
But, if you think about it, everything at some point has some politics hidden in the back behind the scenes. But I'm going to share my story really quick about two pageant systems I did, and I'm not going to name these systems because I'm not going to bash anybody. It happened a few years back when I was about 22, and I went to a system, and I competed, and I was happy with my placement, which I was first runner-up. Completely fine with that. My friend, my best friend, thank you. It was a national pageant. My best friend had won, so I was like, I was upset that I didn't win actress. My mom was like, dang it, I didn't win actress. That's where I was at. But I was so happy that she won, and it didn't even dawn on me. So the next day, I saw the judges, and I went up to all of them and told them thank you for picking a wonderful title holder and at least letting me be in the top five. And I was so happy until they asked me, well, where's your national crown and sash? Why aren't you wearing it? And that broke my heart. And I was like, did I just hear all the judges say it? And I told them, I didn't win. And they all looked at me like I had lost my mind. They gave me the craziest look. So I didn't say anything. I kind of went back and told my mom, but we were like, okay. And we just kept going on about it. And so then my family members, I didn't realize that they had heard what had happened. And they turned around and they came back and told my mom what had happened. So there was some politics that had happened between the time that the judges gave me my scores of me originally winning to the time that it got to the back and someone had changed the scores so that someone else could win. And it hurt me knowing that these judges thought that I had won the title. So that let's just say I haven't been back, and that really hurt me, especially all the time and all the practice into a system when there's just going to be politics. On top of that, I had found out from one of my clients that they were like, don't put down this, what was dealing with me, and because you may not, it may go against you and be biased. I was like, what does that have to do with her? So at the end of the day, it hurt me, and I realized that there was politics and backstabbing happening, and I removed myself from the system. So at the end of the day, you're going to have politics, and you just have to through it and keep going on because there's so many pageant systems out here, ladies, and even for the guys that do pageants, there are so many systems out here that's going to want you. One system that wants you, another one wants you.
That's good. Wow. Yeah, and thank you for sharing your story because I know that a lot of girls, I'm sure, have experienced politics in one way or another. And, I love what you said. I removed myself from that pageant or that system. And there's so many out there, too. And you're right. There is going to be someone that wants you exactly for you. So that's so good.
Exactly. Being your true self. You're worthy, as you said.
Amen, sister.
Okay, our next question comes from Colombia, overseas, and they've asked, as a world title holder, what has your title taught you, and has it enhanced who you are as an individual?
Oh, my gosh. I love that question. How cool, from Colombia. So I've been competing for 7 years, and the biggest thing that I have learned is how to find my voice. It's so funny because when you're competing, especially in the system, I mean, anywhere, right? In a job, anywhere, there's always going to be someone that has an expectation for you and wants you to be and look and act a certain way. And I have tried to wear this mask and be this person who I wasn't for so long, especially competing. I would always try to look at girls and I would compare myself, and comparison is the absolute thief of joy. And so it finally took almost 5 years, and I had an amazing coach, and she was one of my best friends and an amazing mentor. But the first thing that she did when her and I met, she was my third coach, by the way, as well, was she dug so deep into my life and into my purpose that she found something. She found who I was. She really found me. And through competing in this world system, I learned how to be human. I know that sounds so weird, but just how to be human. Because I would go into interview and this really creepy voice that was like a whole octave higher than my natural voice would come out, and I would say every single thing that I thought everyone ever wanted to hear instead of what I felt and what I thought. And, you know, you learn a lot and you have a lot of mentors in this pageant system. And so it's just finding my voice and being human has been the best thing ever.
That's what I was telling you. When I told her, ladies and gentlemen, when she comes on the show, I want her to just be herself and have fun, and that's exactly what she has done on the show today. So thank you so much, because we got to see who Miss World is in that. She is just like every last one of you individuals that are listening on the show.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, in 1 minute, tell me how our audience can get more involved in the Miss World competition.
Oh, my goodness. So it will be held in Seattle, Washington, my hometown this year. Woo-hoo. So you can go to missworldpageant.org. It's msworldpageant.org. And, you know, the number one thing that you can really do from wherever you are is vote for the People's Choice Award, because that gal will automatically win an international title. It's called Miss World International. And so you have the opportunity to go online and vote for that person. I think that's a great way to get involved. Check out the website. And then please feel free to reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram or my personal email, missworldpageants.org. And I'd love to connect with you.
Well, Megan, we have come to the end of our show, and I'm so sad because I've loved talking to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you again so much for coming on the show. Good luck with the rest of your year of reign. You are an inspiration and a joy to speak to, so thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much. I just want to honor you for taking the time to host this amazing show and bring title holders from across the world together. It's amazing.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and I will speak to you soon.
Okay, bye, Burgundy. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you may visit their website at www.msworldpageant.org, or you can go to her social media sites to see what Megan's up to at Facebook, Ms. MS World. Megan is spelled M-E-G-H-A-N. Built is B-U-E-L-T, Ms. World. And then her Instagram is Ms. World Pageant. You can also visit Crown Talk with Burgundy at all of our social media sites, which is Crown Talk with Burgundy, and that's spelled B-Y-R-G-U-N-D-Y. So thank you so much for coming on the show. And without you, Crown Talk would not be able to be possible. Remember, you're never too young to be a role model. And happy Memorial Day.